Aquability is an Idaho nonprofit that's changing lives through water therapy. The organization specializes in helping people with special needs. Karen Morrison created Aquability in Ketchum in the Wood River Valley in 2010. In 2014, she brought the program to Boise. It's also offered in Twin Falls and Eagle, and there are rumblings it might be in North Idaho soon. Karen Morrison joins me live in studio today, along with Laura Letters, whose daughter Vivian participates in the program. I want to welcome you both to the show today.
Thank you.
Karen, I'd like to start with you. Just tell me, how did you come up with this idea, with this concept?
Well, I have been working in aquatics for, I hate to say, 45 years. And so I've always been involved in coaching and teaching swimming. I was working in Ketchum, and I was working with a gal who had had a traumatic brain injury from a car accident. And she'd been an athlete, and she wanted to go and do more. And so eventually, long story short, we got her in the water, and I taught her to swim just with using her right side of her body. She couldn't use her left arm or leg. And I took her to the Paralympic Nationals, and I looked around, and I said, wow, I want to do this all the time.
And that's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me exactly what it is, because it's more than swim lessons.
Yes, we are not swimming lessons. We're a therapeutic aquatic program that is non-medical. We're a recreational program, meaning you can't use your medical insurance to pay for our services.
Okay.
We do have a participant fee. But what we do is work on all aspects of therapy, depending on what your disability is. So we work with all disabilities that you could think of, from people who have autism to amputation, spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury, Down syndrome,
things like
visual,
that.
Yeah.
And Laura, I want to bring you into the conversation because your daughter, Vivian, participates in the program. Would you first just tell me a little bit about your daughter?
Well, she's 8 at this time, and she was born with multiple issues. She was born deaf and hard of hearing and wears a cochlear implant and hearing aid. She was also born without her left arm, and has since birth has developed severe scoliosis.
So what does this how did you find the program first?
Well, it was actually word of mouth is how I was kind of had my radar up for. I knew she needed more water safety, and I was really leery on certain instructors to how do I navigate through some of these challenges that she has.
Because when you're underwater, it's hard to hear no matter what, and your daughter is deaf.
Absolutely. So, yes, when she doesn't have any of her devices, she's completely deaf.
Right.
So, and it was just word of mouth through friends, and I said, that's exactly, sounds like exactly what she needs. And
so tell me what it's done for Vivian.
Well, initially it was water safety, but, you know, her communication skills have been really, developed and addressed even further than what we're typically working on. Because she really needs to pay attention to the instructor, just directly. She also needs to take those instructions and really kind of feedback, oh, this is what she means. So they're working just different techniques that the instructors have.
And have you seen it help her in other areas of her life?
Yeah, her confidence in the water is huge. But her confidence just socially, she's able to participate, like, you know, swim parties. I feel confident for her to do that. That's a social thing that kids her age do all the time, especially with summer coming up. So that just her physical strength and trusting. I think just trusting and having a relationship with somebody that is, you know, she's vulnerable at that stage.
And Karen, how does it work then? So let's say, you know, you spoke about the woman who had the traumatic brain injury. Then you have someone like Vivian, completely different. Is this a one-on-one? Is this group? You know, how does the process work?
Right. We offer private 30-minute sessions. Most people come once a week and some come twice a week. I have trained instructors, and that we all work one-on-one. So we all know about all different disabilities, and everybody is unique and different. So it is interesting, and yet the water is the same, and the water provides so many things for people with disability that changes and equalizes sort of the learning experience.
And is that part of why you do this, is that I would think especially maybe an adult like someone with a traumatic brain injury is finding a piece of themselves again?
Oh, yes. I think, you know, for people who use wheelchairs, for example, to get out of the wheelchair and get in the water and be able to do something alone with no help, with no, you know, prosthetic leg or nobody helping, is just priceless freedom.
I'm speaking with Karen Morrison. She is the founder and creator of Aquability and Laura Letters. Her daughter participates in that program. And Karen, this is a program that is very unique to Idaho, but I would venture to say potentially unique in the United States. We see swim lessons for people with special needs or amputees, things like that. But this is a therapy.
Exactly.
So this
it's
is
more
something
therapeutic. And so we do, we work with, you know, self-esteem is part of what we are working on. For example, Vivian, I think she just feels, she doesn't even think about the fact that she's out there in a swimsuit and only has one arm. I think she probably did when she first started. Mm-hmm. She just is confident and just feels good about herself. Developing independence at any age, even for someone who may never be able to walk or do anything, they get stronger and they learn that they can do different things. For a parent who has a 17-year-old in a wheelchair and their child gets stronger, it just helps them just dressing and lifting and doing the functional, you know, activities of daily life.
So there are kind of like a domino effect with this. And Laura, would you say you've seen that with Vivian?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how has it affected your family? So, you know, in the way that she's been able to do something like this?
Oh, it's impacted us very positively. I mean, she looks forward to going. She, and when she gets out of the water, even her mood is different. I mean, she feels accomplished. She feels, oh, did you see me do this? And yeah, that's great. So excited. It's wonderful.
And she works hard.
And, yeah. And I would venture to say that when she was born, mm-hmm. I mean, you worry even when you have an able-bodied baby. So I'm assuming that when she was born, there had to have been so many concerns and so many worries. So to see her now like this, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it empowers me that, okay, you know, we will. Just because she has these challenges, I mean, she's going to be able to do anything and everything just a little bit differently.
And does she feel that too?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
And that's got to be good,
yes,
as a mom.
Absolutely.
Karen, how were you able to move this from the Wood River Valley to the Treasure Valley? And then you are looking into North Idaho, correct?
Exactly. Well, when I started it, I was living in Sun Valley, so that's where I started it. And then when it got to be, I'm ready for more, I want mm-hmm. this, I really want to do just this instead of doing it part-time. I still have a program running over there and some great staff over there, but I just said it was go time and we need to help more people. So in that line, I've created a certification program. So we're now certifying instructors, because a certification for this type of program doesn't exist in the United States. So I'm bringing a team of certified instructors, and we're going to Maine to teach 40 people and then to Minnesota to teach 40 people who already have aquatic experience, but not in depth, that is not medical.
And this is something
as opposed to aquatic therapy by a physical therapist, which is a different.
So is that the difference then?
Yes, and a physical therapist is working on just real specific functional goals.
Like physical goals.
Exactly. And so we're kind of working on the whole person, from, you know, verbal skills to communication to social to, and aquatic skills are a bonus, a side product of our program. And we have kids who just finished our first session of swim team in a small group. So they're swimming butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, freestyle, doing flip turns. So they really are getting lots and lots of swimming skills, but they are a byproduct of our main program. Mm-hmm.
Laura, how long do you think Vivian will continue this?
Oh, she will continue this. This is her sport. She loves it. And just hearing about the swim team, it's like, okay, you've got to get these, you know, you got to pay attention and put in the work, and you can be a part of the team. And so she'll do this.
And so, Karen, is your next hope then to do this in North Idaho? You're looking into that area now as well.
Yes, I have a certified instructor, Olivia Langs, who's just graduating from Boise State University, and she is moving up to Coeur d'Alene, and she's going to start a satellite of aquability.
Were you surprised by the need for something like this? Because I just think about how many locations you have in Idaho for something like this.
Yes, I was very surprised. When we were in Sun Valley, we were connected with Idaho School for the Deaf and Blind. So we went down there every week and worked with those kids in Gooding. But when I came to Boise, we've just really exploded. We serve currently 135 people every week, all year round. And we've got a waiting list. We're just growing all the time.
And that's just in Boise.
And that's just Boise.
Because you're in Twin Falls, you're in Eagle.
Exactly.
Well, as well as the Wood River Valley.
Well, Twin Falls, we're in
You're outside of Twin Falls.
So Twin Falls is another potential as well as, you know, Pocatello and, you know, as we grow. But right now our next step is Coeur d'Alene and hopefully western suburbs here, because we have people driving from Mountain Home and Parma and Fruitland to come for half an hour in the water with us.
It's easier to go to them.
So,
yeah. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. I appreciate you talking about this program. My guest today, Karen Morrison, founder of Aquability, and Laura Letters, a mom whose child participates in the program.